This study presents preliminary outcomes and the protocol of a developed technology that combines phase one of the muscular technique for induced membrane generation and the reserve bone transport. The technology did not comprise bone grafting or skin flaps. It was used in 16 patients with post-traumatic tibial defects and congenital pseudarthrosis of the tibia, all after multiple failed treatments. The results were rated as good in patients with post-traumatic tibial defects. Congenital cases showed similar rates of pseudarthrosis union as other means currently used for CPT. Refractures may be expected in its severe types after multiple previous treatments.